In 1867, the United States Geological Exploration of the 40th Parallel, under the leadership of 25-year-old Clarence King, began its examination of the American West, including northern Utah. Two of the main goals of the expedition were to provide a survey of the land for the Utah and Central Pacific Railroads, and to conduct a scientific and geological study of the area between the Rocky Mountains and the Pacific Ocean in the general area of the Transcontinental Railroad. Over the next 6 years, Clarence King, James Haig, Arnold Haig, and Samuel Emmons, along with other members of the survey, collected information related to geology, mining, paleontology, and ornithology, as well as other sciences. In Utah, the group extensively studied the Uinta Mountains, Wasatch Front, and the Great Salt Lake. Clarence King noted that the Great Salt Lake had risen 11 feet since Howard Stansbury's survey of the Great Basin in the late 1840s. And Emmons and Arnold Haig wrote that, quote, "One of the most striking peculiarities of this lake is the great density and pungent bitterness of its waters," end quote. Robert Ridgway, an ornithologist who joined the expedition in 1867 at the age of 16, identified species unique to Utah and the Great Basin region. He also discovered the raucous nature of gulls that modern Utahns are familiar with. While studying gulls' nests on the Great Salt Lake, Ridgway found that, quote, "While their nests were being despoiled, the gulls kept up a constant clamor, sometimes hovering over our heads," end quote. The United States Geological Survey of the 40th Parallel provided an in-depth analysis of Utah's geography and environment, built upon the works of previous expeditions, and aided the future exploration of development of Utah. 7 volumes of findings were published between 1870 and 1878. In Utah, King's Peak and Mount Emmons, among other geographical locations, bear names bestowed by this group of explorers. Research and writing for this Beehive Archive episode were done by Nicholas Demas. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.